Jacka News, you need to know. Now.
Pretoria and Rustenburg 30, Johannesburg and Emalahleni 27, Polokwane 26. The South African National Defence Force has confirmed that a group of critically injured soldiers who need urgent medical attention have been successfully repatriated from the eastern democratic part of the Democratic Republic of Congo. The soldiers were injured during fighting with M23 rebels. Here's SANDF spokesperson Simpiwe Dlamini.
The South African National Defence Force, in coordination with other relevant role players, has worked tirelessly to ensure the safe return of our wounded members. We urge the public to respect and afford private to the injured members and their families during the healing process. The SANDF remains committed to the welfare of our soldiers.
In other big news this morning, six suspected cash-in-transit robbers were killed in a shootout with police in Ladium. A seventh suspect was severely wounded in the shootout. The suspects were allegedly on their way to rob a cash van in Atteridgeville when they were intercepted. Here's Gauteng Deputy Provincial Police Commissioner Fred Kekana.
The Audi that they were using is confirmed hijacked during December at Cleveland. Through intelligence, as they are busy, they could establish that this team of robbers, this group of robbers, they are not only operating in Gauteng, but other provinces like Free State, Northwest. And we have two scenes which have been confirmed that they were involved in.
Health Minister Aaron Motsoaledi is set to launch a new HIV treatment campaign at the Chris Hani Baragwanath Academic Hospital Community Hall in Soweto today. The campaign's aim is to put an additional 1.1 million people who are living with HIV but are not on treatment on antiretroviral medication by the end of December. The department spokesperson Foster Moale says South Africa has 7.8 million people living with HIV and AIDS, and at least 5.9 million are on ARV treatment.
This is part of the country's ongoing interventions in order to enhance an uptake of life-saving HIV treatment to ensure that at least 95% of people diagnosed with HIV receive and adhere to antiretroviral therapy in order to achieve viral suppression.
In case you missed it earlier, just a reminder, load shedding has been reduced to stage 2 until further notice. This following the successful recovery of 8 out of 10 generation units that tripped over the weekend. Eskom spokesperson Daphne Mugwena.
These positive developments support our ongoing focused efforts to stabilize the power supply and ensure reliability. Currently, unplanned outages are at 13,690 megawatts, which is 690 megawatts higher than our summer outlook base case of 13,000 megawatts.
And finally, Waterfall City in Gauteng has won the Best International Master Plan Award at the International Property Awards held in London. This marks the city's first win in the category, which recognizes large-scale urban developments. Waterfall City also secured the title of Best Master Plan Africa in 2024 and 2025. I'm Chanel September. More news in Afrikaans at 11.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
Get ready
on Jacaranda FM.
Smoke like a chimney. I'm not skinny and I pull a Britney every other week.